And Ray finally made his way to St. John's. From Vancouver to St. John's.
Short little trek.
Just, you know, across the second largest country in the world.
Well, like he
said. All good.
It was closer. Hawaii's closer than St. John's.
That puts it into perspective.
Hawaii.
Hawaii's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And it's closer to Vancouver.
Well, it's a five-hour flight. I believe it's 5 hours to Maui or Waikiki from Vancouver. I've done it a few times. And I believe it's, what, five to Toronto and then another hour and a half?
Oh, it's more than that. It's
to Newfoundland?
Oh, it's three hours to Newfoundland.
Is it three?
Yeah, it's two and a half to Halifax.
Yeah.
Two and a half.
But you lose the time, too.
Yeah, they're an hour and a half.
I flew to PEI this in June. I can't remember how long that flight was, and then you lose some time, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's great out there. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's God's country.
Is that what they call it?
That's what they basically call anywhere that isn't a city is...
Yeah.
It's God's country. Okay.
There's some water there.
A little bit of water. Just an ocean.
It's all good.
It's all good. Is Ray there? No? Oh, Ray's going to be a problem. The grappler basically just waved me off.
Said no chance.
Like I was a catcher trying to come out for a mound visit. No, stay back there, you peasant. So we'll see
about
Ray.
Maybe Ray's frustrated already.
He could be. Or maybe he knows I'm going to fire a couple of one-timers at him with the predictions.
He's already pissed that his Nexus is like...
I don't understand. Why do you need a Nexus when you're traveling in Canada?
I don't know.
Did he say online
that he was like...
I saw that, but I think that was... Somebody chirped him saying that's your first... Like, you don't need to go across the border, but you do. You can go in the Nexus line as far as through security.
That's a big bonus.
But Ray, I would argue, is probably because he travels so much, he's a super elite for Air Canada. There's a line for that. So it's the same as Nexus. So he could have gone in that. He's not going in the peasant line.
I love that peasant line. I'm always in that line.
I travel too much. I can't be in there.
I don't have a Nexus, and I guess I probably could or I should. I go to the States a few times a year, but I got no problem with being with the people.
I'm a man of the people, I believe.
Oh, you think so?
Well, you think I'm not?
I don't know if you're in, you know, highfalutin with the Nexus people. And
I think it's called efficient traveler.
What does it cost to go in the VIP line, even if you're not, like, anything?
Well, a Nexus
can you
is
pay,
like
Air Canada something, like, 50 grand a year to say, I want to go in that line, and that's it?
No.
Just buy business class on your flights. That'll put you in that line.
Yeah. Oh. 50 grand a year for a...
To be in the non-peasant line?
To move past a bigger line. We've got Ray out in St. John's ahead of the big game tonight, the first preseason game of the season for the Maple Leafs on TSN 4, and he joins us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here is our TSN hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro, and podcaster.
Yes.
What's up, Ray?
Yeah, lots going on, I guess. Drakes and I are going to start a podcast. We've been working on it for about a month now, like kind of the final details, and we're going to it's just called the Ray and Drakes Podcast. There's a teaser out, a 20-minute episode called, it's episode zero. I don't know what the hell, it's episode zero. Vote it and subscribe, and then starting October 1st, we'll be out once a week, and got some pretty cool guests lined up and some awesome sort of tricks and things that we're going to do in it. So we think it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, don't steal our hypothetical bits, because we need you raging on this show.
He's doing a yes guy, no guy on his podcast.
No, I
you can't do yes guy, no guy.
There will be no yes guy, no guy. You guys may know Drakes has a term when somebody bugs him that he says he's going to throat punch him. And so we will have a throat punch segment.
The karate chop.
That's great.
And so we'll have a fantasy thing, like you can pick your teams and compete for prizes. And we'll have, you know, like I said, we'll have some, you know, Drakes is pretty soundly connected. So we'll have some great guests, and we'll pop out of the chute on the 1st of October, but there's always plenty to be aggravated. As you were touching on, with no Nexus card, I'm sure at some point I will be somewhat aggravated in a line that I had to go stand in for 2.5 hours early because I don't have a Nexus card.
But I was saying, I'm sure you're super elite, and there's a line you can weasel in that side, is there not?
Yeah, there is for... in Canada for domestic.
Yes.
Like flying into the States, however, they don't really care if I fly a lot in Canada.
Correct.
I see.
And that is the real issue, which wouldn't be an issue except October the 4th, I'm in Columbus. And, well, then I got an issue.
How greasy is it when, like, just elite guy looks over at super elite? Like, is he thinking, what are you doing that I'm not?
They're going to look over at me standing in that line. People will be, like, asking. I guarantee. Hey, how come you don't have a Nexus? I applied for one in May. Yeah. I'm no further along.
Do you think Brian Little wants to throat punch Patrick Laine?
I think this could be the early throat punch of the season.
Yeah.
Now, does it not sound like this is, you know, I mean, without knowing how the contract negotiations go, but pretty clearly they're not getting very, very far along the road with Connor and certainly Laine. Laine seems to be, for me, the one that is the hardest to get your head around how they could come to a conclusion, because he's really sure about himself. He had a crappy year and scored 30 goals. He's a 50-goal scorer someday in this league for sure, and he probably wants to be paid like one for a longer term. And the Jets are, like, you can assume, are going, wait a minute, we're not going to give you this crazy long-term deal. They probably don't even shorter-term RFAs. And then Laine A comes out and says, yeah, if I were with another team, I'd be playing with the best players. Well, I did 10 Jets games last year, and there are many nights that he looks like he's tugging a sled behind him. He's either not interested, lazy, not committed that night. I'm not sure, because then there are other nights you watch him and you go, holy crap, this guy's going to score every game. Like, he's so big and he shoots it so well. So I can't imagine Brian Little, his centerman, was very enthused with that evaluation that Laine gave in the finished papers.
Oh, it's pretty tough to walk back in that locker room, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I wonder if he's just agitating for a move.
That wouldn't shock me. I mean, that's trade request without a formal request 101.
You know, I don't, as you mentioned, though, like, could you imagine basically just shredded everyone else on the roster?
No, I wouldn't play with that guy, Ray. I would say, you know what, I'm not good enough for you. Now I want out, because I'm not doing this.
Mark Scheifele and Blake Wheeler are the only two guys that really should be considered off of that list. I guess maybe Kyle Connor, too. But for the most part, he basically said everybody else is tugging me down here. I thought it was a really, really odd thing to say if you have intention of spinning your wheels back to Winnipeg. Like, this is going to be a tough one to wallpaper over, even if they come up with the money, even if they figure out a way to get it done. And isn't it amazing how quick things change? Winnipeg's got all these prospects. They've got all this bright future, and all of a sudden it's come apart. You know, their defense is cut in half this summer. They've got Laine A and Connor out. And, man, the salary cap got the Jets before the Jets got them.
Who do you think will have more goals over the next three seasons, Austin Matthews or Alex Ovechkin?
Ooh. God, I hate picking against Ovechkin because he seems to get 50 every year. I mean, he's got to slow down eventually, doesn't he? Like, maybe?
I don't know.
40 to 121. You know, I'm going to take Matthews, but I don't really feel that strongly about it. Like, I think over the next 3 years, I just kind of, I think they'll be in the 130 range, those guys, in the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of goals, man.
Yeah, and I think they're going to both score a lot, right? Like, so I don't see why can't Matthews get 50 goals? Why can't the Ovechkins get 50? You get 15 on the power play every year. So you get 150 and a couple of 40s, and that's kind of how I quickly came up with that number. But, I don't know. Would you throw McDavid in there too?
Well, yeah, you could. I mean, we brought up Matthews and Ovi because it's their birthday today. But McDavid is a guy that he is, you look at, you know, future bets in Vegas and stuff, he's always in the top two or three.
I think he's more just run away with points.
He's going to score points, but
this is just flat-out goal scoring.
Remember Sid, it took him a while, then all of a sudden he scored 50?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, that's an interesting... Like, McDavid, he gets three breakaways a night.
Yeah.
He could score 50. Why can't he?
Well, the leading goal scorer of all time says he's not a goal scorer.
Right.
You know, except he had, eight million goals. And so I don't know. I don't think it's going to get easier to score, but it seems like these players generate quality chances that should put them into a position to finish. Like I think there's not going to be 10 guys that score 50 goals, right? Those days are long gone. The goalies are too good. The schemes defensively are too good. But I don't see them. Like, why shouldn't they get 40? I think they should. And that gets you in that range, the 130 range for the next three.
Well, with Matthews, it's really about durability and if he's going to play. And this is going to sound weird and probably wrong and ultimately incorrect. But in a way, I feel more confident that Ovechkin is going to score 40 because I think that's just a lock. He's scoring 40. But I feel like Matthews has a better chance at scoring 50 because I think if he's healthy...
Yeah, health is a factor. I believe in Austin Matthews. It's just health. He's been nicked up the last couple of years where Ovi is just... He can get hit by a bus and, like, they check the bus.
Yeah.
Like,
he just runs over people. Like,
and he sets up
the year last year was like, okay, is this guy going to slow down? Just stepped over the blue line and, like, ripping wrist shots.
He's been scoring the same goal for 13 years.
There was a time, though, guys, where we thought he was done. He had 32 one year, and we were like, this guy, now the end is, the legs are starting to catch up with Ovi. And then I think he had 38 and 32.
There was a time we thought he was done. He won the Hart Trophy the same year.
You're right. That was a shortened year. I remember arguing with Glenn Sheeler because the first 6 weeks of that season, he may as well have been using broom ball shoes on the ice.
Yeah.
Because he was running around out there like a lunatic, and he looked slow and sluggish, and then he just dominated the rest of that season.
Yep.
Well, so back to Matthews then. So I think last year he had 16 points in the first 10 games, something like that, and then he missed 31 days.
Yeah.
And then the season is a catch-up again, and really it comes to health, right? And, and can you avoid the knock that puts you out a month? And, I season, as you sit there and try to figure out, how they're going to make everybody and everything fit in the cap, they're certainly not going to be carrying 23 players on the roster, right? They're just not going to have the cap room. And so you get into a point where you're pretty tight at 21 players maybe that you have on your roster. If guys don't get hurt for 10 games or 24 days, which is what you can put on long-term injury, then how would you replace them? You don't have any cap room. And there's a number of teams that are going to find themselves in this spot. I think we'll see more teams carrying less than 23, the allotted 23 players. And I think Toronto will be one of them. So health in a game where it's really hard to stay healthy is going to be pretty important for teams.
Ray, you just mentioned Toronto, and the big question going online is, can a team win the Stanley Cup with three guys making...
Four guys, basically. Three guys at 11, but if you include
four guys
Nylander,
making half your cap.
Okay. Whatever the number. What do you want to say? Four making 10 or three making 11? Yep. What do you want?
Whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. Four at half the cap.
Anyway, St. Louis had nothing like that. Can a team win the cup with guys making that much money?
I think you can. I don't think you can rule out that they can't, because what I do believe is going to happen is if you have these guys locked up as you do, the cast around them is going to become a rotating cast of characters year to year. The days of being able to supplement your top-end big boys like that with a stable year-to-year group of players is gone. You're going to need to find four to five guys that make under $1 million that are effective players. And they have you win because your top guys are great, but these under $1 million guys give you real bang for your buck. Then at the end of the year, you can't afford them anymore, and they leave, and then you go and find four more guys. Like, I think that's the only way it can be done.
Bunch of Tyler Ennis is floating around and just in and out.
Yeah, and you hope you get the year that springboards him to something better for him. Like, you hope you get the year that he catches lightning a little bit in the bottle and he gets you 15, 17 goals, and then you're like, well, we can't pay that guy. Like, what are they going to do? Look at their blue line. Outside of Morgan Rielly, I don't think anybody signed for next year.
No, they're not. No. They're all unsigned. They've got a couple RFAs, but...
Yeah,
right, young so kids. Now you're going to pump in these kids, and they're going to have to play, and they better be good, or else you got a problem, and then you're going to have, you know, Tyson Berry's going to be a free agent if he gets 55 points, or 50 points, whatever. Like, he's gone. Like, how are you going to pay him? And those are going to be some of the decisions that really good teams are going to have. Like, okay, this is our group today, and then you're working through it during the season, and hopefully you have a great year, and you get enough contributions below your big boys to push you into the playoffs and deeper into the playoffs, and then you make a bunch of decisions at the end of the year. Which guys can we keep? Who can we afford? And then we're going to go fishing for the other guys.
Ray, before we let you go, just ask Hayes... What's on my forehead?
That's a big forehead. What do you got on there?
Yeah, it's a massive forehead. He just won the $100 that he lost to me last week. He's acting acting as if you're up like $2,500.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you lose next week, I will just attack.
I feel very good about the Bears. We're betting on every Monday night game, and he lost week one, I lost last night. Really not that big of a deal.
Even though Brian was playing head games trying to talk him out of going into...
You almost did, too. I was like...
Well, he got to pick last night, so naturally he took the Browns. I'm watching the Jets. They're on a third-string quarterback. I'm like, I'm Kramer, just trying to get him over the line. Like,
I'll tell you what, Jets in Miami, worst awful. Teams of life.
Awful.
When do they play? That's got to be coming up
Who
soon.
Cares?
They play twice. They got to play each other twice.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, you got to watch really? It to see how bad it is. Just to see how bad it is. Yeah. You've got to do it.
Just think, Patrick Laine throws a grenade into the middle of the locker room with his comments. How about Miami? They lose week one and half the team wants to be traded.
I'm out of here. Please, I'm dying after one game.
Trade me anywhere, just not here.
Right. TSN 4 tonight at 5:30. Leafs sends out in St. John's. Enjoy it, buddy. We'll do it again early next week.
You betcha. Hope you tune in. We might have a picture of with the wedding. You know, we might have a little something to share.
Sounds good.
I look forward to that.
So, congratulations, Owen. I assume you got through and your speech was intact and smooth. And
no, that was garbage.
It's all good. We had a good night. It was a fun night.
That's the best part about a wedding. Great. Congratulations, you guys. We had a good time.
We had a good time. Thank you for paying for it. See you later.
Thanks. We're out of here. I gotta go.
See you, buddy.
Later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. They take away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Find out more at MapleToyota.com.